At one of the busiest airports in the world, it is more than the joy of seeing family for the travelers from Japan.
I hate to say the word grateful, but I'm grateful. But I'm, it's with a heavy heart that I can say that.
Lindsay Sakamoto, her husband, and their friends live near Tokyo. They did not want to come to Los Angeles and leave their relatives behind, but the nuclear crisis there was too close to home.
We finally made the ultimate decision that it was time to go, and it's very heartbreaking because all our spouses are Japanese, and they don't want to necessarily leave their families and leave their country, but to be safe and to protect us, they all came.
With a 2-year-old son, Kai Ogodiri also decided to seek safety in the U.S. with her sister.
Things are getting worse. That's why we had to leave for him.
Even though there is a sense of relief for many of these travelers when they finally land in the U.S., the terror of the earthquake still haunts them.
And it was so scared. It shaked very big shake.
Lyle Carr has lived through earthquakes before, but this one was different.
Earthquakes are normal enough in Japan that if you're at a coffee shop and one hits, and I'm talking like this, we have an earthquake. And then you go back to talking like nothing's, like it's something that happens all the time. This one didn't stop.
I jumped on my bed and tried to take cover because it's kind of the safest area in our particular apartment, but things started falling on me, so I left really fast. I went outside and stood on the ground as it rocked.
Many of these travelers say they're glad to have friends and family to stay with in the U.S., but they look forward to the day when they can safely go home again. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.